comprehensive personnel policy here at the county. The cost of living adjustment this year is 3.5% effective July 1st. And we're also offering a $500 across-the-board increase for all current full-time employees because we realize they have fuel price increases and electricity increases themselves as well as we do it here at the county. There are no change in their employees' insurance, in their co-pays, or their individual contributions. We're contributing to the pension plan. They have their sick and vacation days, 15 paid holidays, long-term disability program, dental and vision's the same, and we also have a supplemental pension program if they wish to contribute to. Here are the retiree benefits for this year. In the budget, we have a cost of living adjustment of 1.5% for them, and their medical insurance, co-pays, or retiree contributions won't change either, and they have full vision and dental benefits as well. And over the last year, we've had an increase in retirees of 11%. Like Bob described earlier, one of the focuses of the budget this year for us was the potential retirement of senior management. And that's why we'd like to bring this to your attention. 15 directors or managers are either currently eligible or planning on retiring in the next year or two. That's 40% of the directors. And you can see on this list of the years of service some of these directors and managers have, and they've had them over these important growth years, so there's a lot of knowledge and experience with these directors. The budget committee feels that the county council and the personnel department should develop a plan so that this transition from these retirements run as smooth as possible. The libraries. In the budget, we have $5.6 million for the libraries. That's a 10.5% increase over last year's budget. There are 3 county libraries and 11 independent local libraries. The county itself, the county administration, in the libraries, we offer a lot of services to the outside local libraries. That includes auditing their financial statements. We organize the delivery of materials countywide, training and education programs, literacy programs, and the Dynex computer system is central to the county. And just for your information, there's 32 books checked out of the county libraries an hour. This is our public safety budget. Dave mentioned earlier that over the last 18 years, there's been a 17% growth in sewer, and that's most can't help but be reflected in our public safety budget from all the growth and the increase in the population. This year's budget in these categories, $21 million. That's a 20% increase over last year's budget. The fire service. There are 21 fire companies in the county. The fire service will receive $2.2 million. The paramedics, we're up to 8 paramedic units. That's one of our largest departments. There's over 100 street medics in the county. The ambulance service saw the biggest increase of 43%. We have in the budget $1.5 million for them this year, and that's mostly because the volunteer ambulance service is suffering. They can't find enough volunteers. They have stringent educational requirements, so we've had to go to paid ambulance attendants. Again, we're giving the state police $1.4 million for this year's state police subsidy, which is the 32 state police troopers. We have over 168 state police in the county. Part of the public safety budget is the 911 call center. We've outgrown that building as well, as you've heard earlier. And that building's in the middle of construction now and will be completed next year in 07. Last year, we started a program where we granted local law enforcement revenue sharing for local law enforcement for $500,000, where they can apply to the county to get grant money up to $25,000 for capital purchases for their towns, for their police, and for cars or computers or whatever they need. And it was a very popular program, so we included it in the budget this year.
That same amount, Sue?
Yes. Our community development program, this is federally funded, passed through the state, passed to us. We're requesting $2.7 million with the federal government, 25,000 farmers home, 100,000 HUD program. We've also included $100,000 in the grant section of the budget for emergencies. This program is very popular, and there's a long waiting list. So last couple of years, we started putting extra money in the budget so that this department can, if there's emergencies that need to be made and the people can't wait on the waiting list, they have some money available to them to help these people out. We plan on doing rehabilitations in 132 sites as listed. And as the growth has been all over the county, it's come into these smaller, low-income areas as well. So we can use some of this federal grant money for infrastructure and hookups in these low-income areas. This is on your other handout. Not in with, right, that's it.
We follow instructions.
Okay. You saw the pie chart earlier on where the money comes from. The appropriated reserves was a big section of that. This is the money, the excess revenue over expenditures in fiscal year 2005, the $11.8 million. That we've included in this budget. This is the detail of what we have in the budget to spend it. $1.5 million airport, $2.5 million property acquisition program so that as property and land become available, that the county can assess our needs and see if maybe it's a good choice to look into this, so we have some funds available for that. $1.4 million for the open space program. I went over that earlier on a chart. And $1.5 million in pension fund contributions, the $500,000 revenue sharing for the local law enforcement, and another big one's the $1.4 million to the state police for that state police 32 trooper, that program. So we just wanted to show you how we plan on spending our excess revenues over expenditures, the $11.8 million.